Greetings, and this is Meditation Moments. And saying again, the dear Lord bless you, and may He use your life, making you a real blessing. Now, I want to give you a testimony of something that happened to me recently. My heart has been so full of gratitude, I've been praising the Lord every day since it happened. And I believe there's somebody that's really needing this testimony. I believe there's someone out there that God wants to have it, because as I've prayed about this particular broadcast, He has laid it so definitely upon my heart. You know, it was my birthday, and they were having a special service for me in the place, in the beautiful banquet rooms of the Villa Sweden, where I had my Sunday services. And so they were celebrating that particular Sunday, and there was quite a group there. Nearly every place was filled. And I was sitting at the speaker's table facing everyone, when suddenly I found, as I went to reach for the cup of coffee to put it to my lips, that I couldn't move my right arm. I had had a stroke. And there I was, the speaker for the occasion, and a special occasion. A birthday party, and friends had come in from different points around the country, nearby cities. And here I was, paralyzed. And then soon I found that I couldn't move my tongue at all either. Well, I just quickly looked to the Lord. At first, of course, I was tempted to have them take me out of there in some way or motion for someone else to speak. But you know, I felt in my heart that God didn't mean this thing to be this way. I felt a deep assurance of that if I would lay hold of God in real faith and utterly trust Him, that God would bring me through and would glorify Himself, and that He would heal me, that He'd let me give the testimony I had intended to give. Because I was going to that day give my life story of my wonderful healing so many years ago, when I'd been an invalid for 5 years and God answered prayer, quite a miracle that launched me out into evangelistic work and that set me in God's service, the very thing that caused me to go into the Lord's definite service. And here I was to be hindered in giving this testimony. I couldn't believe that was what God wanted. And so I looked up to Him and I said, Lord, You bring some of Your promises to mind. I don't want to try to think up any promises. I want You to present them to me from Your word, promises, Lord, that I can in this crisis time stand upon Your word. And the first promise that came was, call upon Me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. And so I said, all right, Lord, I'm going to make it very definite. I believe in being definite when we deal with God. At a definite moment, taking a definite stand and on a definite promise. I've always said that. And so I said, all right, Lord, You give me the promise. And He gave this promise. And so I said, well, I call. You said that You would deliver. This is a day of trouble, and You said that You would deliver. Now I'm going to trust You to deliver me. So I felt my faith rising and my strength rising. And then I looked to the Lord. I said, all right, that brings fresh faith and deeper assurance that Thou art in this. And so I looked for another promise, and then this one came. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God raises a standard against him. And I said, well, Lord, the enemy surely has come in like a flood. Now I look to Thee to raise a standard against him, Lord. That's Your part of the contract. I do mine. And certainly, Lord, the enemy has come in like a mighty flood. And I stand upon this, Lord, and I believe You for it. I trust You that You'll raise a standard against him. And so my faith was mounting up on God's word. Oh, how the promises of God do refresh us and strengthen faith when we believe it so because God said so. And then came the next one. As they went, they were healed. Well, I thought that was a strange promise because I couldn't go. I just wasn't able to move with that paralysis on my right side and unable to speak. And I tried to lift the coffee cup two or three times and put it to my lips. The first time I tried to do it, well, I spilled the coffee all over my blouse, and friends sitting near saw what happened, and they were so concerned and frightened for me. But you know, when that verse came, I made the effort to move. Now, you remember the man with the withered arm. Jesus told him to stretch forth his arm. Well, he couldn't do it. But by faith, he made the effort. He put forth the effort of a believing will, and his arm stretched forth. And you remember the man on the bed. Jesus said, take up thy bed and walk. Well, what a strange command when the man couldn't take up his bed. He was on the bed as an invalid and a very sick man. But he believed that he could if Christ said so. And so he made that effort. And as I say, the effort of a believing will. And he took up the bed and walked. And so when the Lord said this to my heart, I made the effort and my right side became free. And I moved towards the microphone. And there was such a sort of a gasp of relief came from some friends around the table near me. And now I stood in front of the microphone and asked the Lord for another verse. And this verse came. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Well, I said, well, Lord, I can't talk. My tongue is paralyzed. I've tried to speak, and I can't speak. But again came the verse, they overcame with the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And I said, all right, Lord, Jesus paid for it on Calvary. He paid for my liberty, and he paid for my healing, and by his stripes we were healed, thy word says. And so, Lord, I take that which belongs to me that was paid for on Calvary, and I claim thy healing power. And they overcame by the word of their testimony, and so I will overcome by the word of this testimony. And so I began to try to speak, but I just made little gurgling noises. And it was so garbled, and friends said they thought something was that strangers thought something was a matter of the microphone, but they knew that there was something that had happened to me, and perhaps a stroke. But I kept right on. In my mind, I kept saying, they overcame with the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. So I'll give my testimony, Lord, and by that I will overcome. And do you know that my tongue loosened and I began, and I talked for straight 45 minutes with more power than I had spoken with for years, and more unction than I'd had at any meeting up in those beautiful rooms where we had our upper room fellowship meeting each week. And the power of God seemed to come down upon my life and touch my tongue with the coal from off of the altar. And I did overcome by the word of our testimony. But mostly it was the blood, the precious blood of Calvary, the blood of the Lamb, the price that Christ paid for, that all things might be ours through Christ Jesus. And do you know that what happened, although a couple weeks before this, in fact, just the very day before this, I'd gotten the final report, the Friday, I mean, before this Sunday, that there was a malignancy in my body. I had known there was something wrong, and I'd gone for just a checkup. I trust God in all things, and I always trust Him for my body. But I wanted to know fundamentally what was wrong. And so I'd had this report, and the doctor had engaged a bed in the hospital for me. Then this following Sunday, this happened, this stroke. Well, you know, my faith was so lifted, so encouraged by how God met me and how He spoke through me and how I was perfectly delivered there in front of that microphone. And such wonderful results came from that meeting. And you know, I started on a tour, a speaking tour, and a tour for the Lord, working for Him. And I have just come back from that 4-month tour under the most rigorous circumstances I had to live under sometimes. I went by faith because I didn't have the means for such a trip. I crossed the United States both ways twice, went across the Dominion of Canada into Montreal and down then to Miami. From Miami, I took the boat to the islands, the Abaconian Islands. I ministered over there in the Abaconians and in the leper colony there. And God wonderfully blessed. And I just came home last week. To think of that, God healed me completely of everything and healed me on that trip. I often wondered who got my bed in the hospital. Now if God can do this for me, what can't he do for you? Oh, his promises are real. They're so true. And God's behind everyone, and with all the power of heaven and earth are in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you and help you to have the faith to take hold of those promises. Father, bless each one. May faith be lifted, so strengthened, Lord, that they will reach out for the desire of their heart. Draw them to thee with the cords of love and reveal thyself afresh, we pray thee, Father. Thou wast there when this happened, and thou dost know it is true, Lord. Now what you did for me, such a humble one, you can more than do for these that are listening, in Jesus' name. Amen.